You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Indian refiners processed 21.6 million tons of crude oil in April, registering only a marginal 1% increase from the corresponding period of last fiscal. Data from the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell showed. The processed volumes, however, come on par with the government's targets of 21.2 million tons. Of the total volumes, government-owned oil public sector undertakings and joint ventures processed 14.5 million tons last month, while private refiners processed 7.1 million tons of the total crude oil. The country's downstream companies processed 2.2 million tons of indigenous crude oil of the 2.4 million tons of crude oil processed last month. Total imported crude oil processed came to be at 19.4 million tons by all the Indian refineries. Meanwhile, Interglobe Aviation Limited, which runs Indigo Airline, on Thursday reported a profit of ₹1,894.82 crore for the quarter ended March 31, 2024, posting a growth of 106.1% in comparison to ₹919.20 crore during the fourth quarter of FY23. It recorded revenue from operations at ₹17,825.27 crore, up 25.9% as against ₹14,160.60 crore during the corresponding quarter of the previous fiscal year. The company EBITDA stood at ₹4,412.3 crore. Excluding foreign exchange loss, profit amounted to ₹2,060.20 crore, while the total income for the quarter was at ₹18,505.10 crore. Total expenses incurred by the company during the period came in at ₹16,734.10 crore, up 22.3% over the same period last year. Speaking of quarterly results, ITC Limited this week recorded fiscal fourth quarter profit at ₹5,120.55 crore, down 4% in comparison to ₹5,335.23 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY23, surpassing estimates. It posted revenues from operations at ₹19,446.49 crore, marginally lower than ₹19,484.50 crore during the same period last year. The company board recommended a final dividend of ₹7.50 per ordinary share of ₹1 each for the financial year ended 31st March 2024. The final dividend will be paid between 29 July and 31st July to those members entitled thereto. ITC delivered a resilient performance during the year amidst a challenging macroeconomic and operating environment on a high base. Moving on, Google is set to commence production of its Pixel smartphones in Tamil Nadu through a collaboration with Taiwan's Foxconn. A report by Reuters attributed sources with direct knowledge of the matter as saying, "The development came to light on Thursday and marks a significant move in Google's strategic shift to diversify its manufacturing base beyond China amidst ongoing geopolitical tensions between Beijing and Washington." Foxconn, already a key assembler of Apple iPhones at its facility near Chennai, is well positioned to extend its expertise to Google Pixel's line. The move aligns with the broader trend of major global manufacturers seeking alternative supply chain solutions amid geopolitical uncertainties. No official comment was received from Google, Foxconn, or the Tamil Nadu government on the matter. Over to economy. The government has identified a clutch of products where inverted duty structure is distorting trade and impacting manufacturing competitiveness and has initiated the process to address the issue. A senior official said, among the products that have been identified are washing machines, air purifiers, solar glass, paper, furniture, apparel, and jewelry. Some of these products are on the list identified for special attention under Make in India initiative. Inverted duty structure is a situation where inputs and raw materials attract higher tax than the finished products. In cross-border trade, it makes imports of finished products cheaper than raw materials and disincentivizes local manufacturing. In domestic taxation, inverted duty structure creates hurdles for manufacturers to claim credit for taxes paid on inputs. Over to auto industry. Nissan has launched the Magnite Gezza CVT Special Edition at ₹9.84 lakh, making it the most affordable CVT turbo compact SUV segment. The Gezza name originates from Japanese theater, offering an advanced infotainment system combined with the convenience of a CVT turbo. This special edition Magnite has a 9-inch touchscreen, JBL speakers, Android CarPlay, and app-based soothing lighting with customizable color varieties. On a similar line to its predecessor, the Gezza CVT Special Edition builds on, incorporating customer feedback to amplify the driving experience. Lastly, smartphone production linked incentive, the most successful of all 14 such schemes, may be extended by a couple of years beyond 2025-26 when it officially ends. The 5-year PLI scheme, which started in 2020, ends in 2026, and each company has the flexibility to choose any 5 consecutive years, while Apple has chosen the period of 2021 to 2026. For Samsung, it's between 2020 to 2025. Official sources said that while it's not a good practice for any industry to be perpetually supported by subsidy, ending the same abruptly could also be counterproductive. Therefore, the thinking in the government is that a component scheme should replace the PLI in the sector. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.